Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network. Today, I am joined by Philip Hunt, where we're talking about engineering miracles, how to collapse timelines and accelerate results. In today's expansive and grounded conversation, I'm going to talk to Philip, who is the founder of Catalyst Coaching and Consulting, to explore what it truly means to engineer miracles, not through force, bypassing, or blind faith, but through deep internal alignment and integrated prosperity. After a radical encounter with God transformed his life, Philip spent years studying manifestation through the lens of soul prosperity. For 5 years, without a traditional job or paycheck, he lived fully supported through manifestation while providing for his wife and children, an experience that reshaped his understanding of trust, identity, and true wealth. Together, Philip and I will unpack manifestation as a spiritual technology rooted in the nervous system regulation, belief coherence, emotional integration, and energetic alignment. We'll explore how miracles are not random events, but outcomes that arise when internal resistance is reduced and activation energy is lowered, making what once felt impossible feel natural and inevitable. Today is an invitation to redefine wealth, success, and faith, and to consider what becomes possible when your inner world is aligned enough to allow miracles to move through you. I am completely fascinated to hear your story, Philip. Welcome, and thank you for joining. I will turn it over to you so you can tell us about your journey up to that point and how you actually managed to take care of your family on pure manifestation. Welcome. Oh, I think you're muted.
Is that better?
You bet it is.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year, take two. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where should we start?
From the beginning. I mean, whatever that beginning is. So not like quite your birthday, but what led from the point that was leading up to where you didn't have a job and you started to like, where you feel like you intentionally began this journey, like with consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. So actually, I'm going to briefly touch on my birthday because I was adopted from birth, which played a lot into my identity or lack of identity. I was questioning like who I was my entire life. And that led to a lot of bad decisions and trauma and different things, which then led to eventually finding my rock bottom through a series of events. And then, you know, when we hit our rock bottom, I like the phrase, that's a firm foundation. We have nowhere to go from there but up, hopefully, unless you totally burn out. But from that rock bottom, I basically just gave up. I stopped trying in my own strength. I kind of cried out to God. I had been a believer my whole life, but I'd been in and out of church and faith and belief and everything. And when I hit that rock bottom, I just gave up. And when you give up in your own strength, oftentimes something else takes over, and it allows for that expansion for new knowledge, new revelation, new experiences to come in. And that's what happened to me. And so not long after that rock bottom, I met the woman who would end up being my wife. She invited me out to a church meeting, and I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and woke up that morning with like a billboard vision in front of me. And it was these letters that were just floating, and it was as real as anything. It was like the 3D billboard, and it said 1 Corinth. And I thought that was a Bible verse. And so I said, God, if this is you, I need more than that. That just vanished, and then 3:18 appeared. And so I grabbed a Bible and I looked up the verse, and it said, if any of you in this age think himself to be wise, let him become a fool that he may become wise. And it's interesting because my parents who adopted me would sing the song Fools Rush In, I think Elvis Presley song, over me almost every night before bed. And words are powerful. Words are energy. Words frame our worlds and direct our course. So I became like a professional fool for the next decade or an ongoing of my life. And I just poured myself into studying faith and scriptures and metaphysics and understanding the universal principles of how this world operates. And through a lot of healing trauma, a lot of seeking God, a lot of studying scriptures, a lot of prayer and fasting and meditation, it helped regulate and release my nervous system. It gave me just tons of downloads of information and revelation of how to interface with the world in a whole new dimension. Typically we're moving kind of through this physical world, but as we know, we are in a very energetic space. All matter is made of atoms, which has electrons. We're in this electromagnetic frequency of the invisible light spectrum and everything. So angels, demons, everything is light and matter, and it's this world of energy, and it's a beautiful thing when you start to understand it and start to know how to interact and interface with that. And then life starts making more sense and you start seeing cause and effect. And so as I grew my faith and studied different, manifestation and faith principles and everything, I would see these blessings just happen. Groceries would show up. I'd open my Bible. There'd be a $100 bill there or whatever. Things would just start happening. And at first I took this as just kind of random blessings happening in my life. And I knew, people, some heard my story and they wanted the support. And so, I knew there was a conscious reason to it to some degree, but then other things would happen and it kind of made no sense. But I always ask the question, why? And the Bible says, seek wisdom first, and when you seek the why, when you ask, you'll receive, you'll get the answer. And sometimes it takes a while, or you need to change your alignment to receive that answer, but the answer will come. And if you have ears to hear, you'll hear it. And so I kept asking why, I kept seeking and going deeper. And then I started seeing the cause and effect and how my intention and my thoughts were aligned and everything. And then it became less random and less happenstance, and there was more cause and effect. There was more order. There was more reason as to why this was happening. So then I kind of developed more of a almost like scientific framework and a pragmatic approach to how to do this. And there's a lot of, manifestation techniques and everything out there. And you got to find what works for you. But I just saw the small blessings turn into bigger blessings, into more miraculous things. And for 5 years, yeah, I was able to support my wife and children without working a job at all. And I told somebody that one time, and they said, yeah, just odd jobs here and there. And it's interesting how we all listen and hear through our own paradigm. And I said, like, no job. No business, no investments, no
You're like
royalties,
nothing.
or no nothing. And I'm not like, it was glorious when it happened. It was magical, it was fun, but it was really trying and difficult, because it's kind of like learning a whole new mode of operation. You're used to walking on ground, and then learning to swim, you have to use a whole different approach to life. And so I've always been a jump in headfirst type person, and I did that, and it's sink or swim, and by the grace of God I managed to swim. But it's been a fun journey, and now I love teaching other people how to find their own synergy and efficiency to manifest miracles in their own life.
You just said a lot,
I
and
did.
I wanna, and thank you. That's not me saying stop talking. But I think, 'cause you said that at first you were receiving, but it was almost like no rhyme or reason. And I would come in here and actually say, perhaps, or maybe suppose that it's possible that you hadn't been conditioned to like look for it yet, right? Like to, 'cause it's like you'll ask for something or we'll ask for something, but we already have an expectation in our mind of how it's going to show up. And so your art eye is not trained for, so let's say, for example, to me today, I'm asking for help on how to do these automations, like actually vocalizing it. I need help with this. I want to do this. But I might have an expectation that I'm going to sit down here and I'm going to figure it out and it's going to go swimmingly. But maybe what might actually happen is someone will call me and tell me about somebody who's amazing, who, you know, that's the point that I'm trying to make is sometimes we get very stuck and very myopic in this physical world and in our head about what that should actually look like. So maybe usually what I say to people is release the how and release the when, because those are the two things that we will almost always get stuck on. Would you agree?
I would agree. And it all comes down, the way I see it, it all comes down to circuitry. So manifestation is an electrical process. The more electrical you become, our brains are highly electrical, our hearts are even more electrical, putting out electromagnetic frequency and field. And the more electrical you become, the more miraculous this manifestation is. So when you ask, like you said, you're asking for automation, that's going to come based on the circuitry you're able to receive it through. And it may, like you said, it may not be what you expect or what you want. It's going to come through that conduit of basically the path of least resistance, because we have a lot of resistance with us, or we think things are supposed to happen in a certain way. So we'll be so focused, like you said, so myopic over here, where we're not putting a whole lot of attention over here, and it can kind of just slip in. And if we don't have eyes to see, we might miss it. But when, like you said, when you train yourself, when you become very sensitive and keen and in tune, knowing that the answer is going to come, I don't have to make it happen. I can just sit back and enjoy the ride, trust the process. Then you become more acutely aware of what that answer is and how that will show up in your life. And the more you trust that, the more it happens. And it really creates a momentum effect. And then
It really
it's just
does.
fun.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing, because you talked about the challenge of like living in this experience, because it really does require blind faith. And normally when I'm talking to people about this, there's a coach that I had like 2, 3 years ago, and we had worked on this exercise, and I think this is where it really changed for me is she talked about my expectation of what I should receive. And she was like, and it was almost like there's this subconscious thought that, and again, wasn't even aware of it, didn't even think it. Like, yes, outwardly, I'm like, I deserve this and I deserve that, and da 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 da. But you just said something so important that most people miss, and that's the energy of it. When we are leaning into manifestation, you got to feel it like it's already done and it's on its way to you, and like live in that moment. And so it took a lot of practice to like really move my mindset from, oh, when is this going to happen, to it's on its way and the divine is making it perfect. And I know when it comes, it's going to be the most amazing thing for me. So I think what I would offer here to the audience is like when we talk about the energy of it, like you really honestly have, and I think that's what you were getting at when you talked about how challenging it was, because it's this internal war of, is it going to happen? But no, I trust. Is it going to happen? No, I'm going to trust, but I don't see it yet, but I'm going to trust. And inevitably, it would always show up, wouldn't it?
It would. And to I put myself in the circumstance where it had to, otherwise we weren't eating or our bills weren't getting paid. And it so that was the real, like, kind of the stressor and the contraction there, because the best way to manifest is you're expanded, you're relaxed, your nervous system is freely flowing. So when you're trying to manifest something that is like it's a challenge and you need to, then that's when it really takes that inner work to face your emotions and to work through your emotions and to confront your soul and to say, all right, why do I feel this way right now? Why do I feel impatient? What's at the root of this? Why do I feel like I need this right now? And getting down, a lot of people run out and try to solve problems in order to pacify their emotions, right? What if you could pacify your emotions in order to solve problems?
What's so crazy? I'm thinking about this timing of this conversation, and I am trying to manifest something in my life. And I think I'm like, So super relaxed, but there's this little undercurrent of desperation within my own energy. I know it's there. And so you just gave me a reminder to face those emotions. And what really is it? And I know what it comes down to, right? It's that piece that none of us particularly enjoy or might really struggle, which is trusting the process and faith in the divine, that it will actually happen when it's meant to happen, and that it's more than just me in this moment, right? Which I think is where most of us get stuck. It's just all about me.
But to know that you have all of heaven backing you, you have this universe that is working in your favor, and that thing you're trying to manifest right now, it's already done. In you've used your imagination, you've done the work, you've felt it, you've embraced it, you've embodied it, it's already finished. And so what's happening right now is the energetic unfolding of your desire. And the more you try to make it happen, the more you tense up and you'll slow that process down. But when you know that you know that you know internally, you don't, it's already done. If something's already finished, you don't have to do anything, right?
Maybe it's just I'm super excited for it to be here.
And that's a powerful emotion and expression. So I don't have it in front of me, but I create this manifestation continuum of understanding where that inspired work or that inspired action comes, because we're at different levels on the spectrum of this continuum. And some people will be further down the line, more electrical, more faithed up, and you'll have to do less action or action further down the line because you're more electrical and it's going to manifest more easily. Depending on where you are, you will take an action further or sooner, or you may need to take more action or whatever. But it's all comes down to your biochemistry, your energy, how your physical and body, which is your temple, your manifesting generator, really operates. And that's so unique and so personal to everybody. That's why it's not a one size fits all. It's you got to know your soul, know thyself, and know how you interface with the world around you.
Absolutely. And I want to talk more about the body as the manifestation machine right after this break, because I don't think we actually realize how important that piece is in this puzzle, right? So, anyways, we're going to go to our first break. We will be right back where we continue talking about engineering miracles and specifically how important your body is in that process. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. Right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am joined by Philip Hunt, where we are talking about engineering miracles and how you can collapse the time and accelerate manifestation. So in the first segment, Philip and I were talking about his experience and his journey where he was supporting his wife and his children for 5 years, was it, Philip? 5 years? On just manifesting. And right before the break, Philip was talking about the importance or how we actually use our body in many ways to either, I think, accelerate or slow down what that manifestation process looks like. So, Philip, explain more about what you mean.
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack here. Our bodies are phenomenal technology, and we are highly electrical beings. So the more electrical we become, the more miraculous and powerful that manifestation will unfold. So typically, when somebody gets an idea, it's an electrical idea. They, brainstorm. Our brain fires off
Like
ideas,
literally a storm.
literally a storm. And then that sends signals to the body, to the nervous system. And when you get enough inspiration, enough passion, enough motivation or excitement, you act on that idea. You carry out the business or you build a whatever. So you trans you convert that electrical energy into mechanical energy and use your body, use your hands or whatever to do the work. With manifestation. And manifestation, there's all realms of spectrum of it. Like making a sandwich, you were talking about catering your Christmas time. Catering is manifestation. Writing a report for work is manifestation. But you can get into the more, miraculous spectrum of it, where it seems just amazing and wonderful. And the more electrical you become, the more that happens. So instead of converting that electrical energy to mechanical energy, you stay with that vision, with that idea, with that emotion, with that dream within you, and you use your imagination and you connect with your heart, mind-heart connection, which is very important and very powerful because your brain sends a signal to your heart. Your heart amplifies that signal much, much stronger and puts out an electrical magnetic field that the world responds to. And I'll come back to that in a moment. But we also have over 40 miles of nerves in our nervous system. 40 miles.
A lot.
That's a lot. And it's connected to every part of our body and it's constantly sending electrical signals through us. So imagine if you could send one coherent signal through your entire 40 miles of nerves saying, I want to manifest this. How much electric, how much power, how much coherency, how much resonance would you'd be buzzing with that energy and you act like a tractor beam, a magnet that's just attracting and unfolding that thing in your life. And so I do have this little visual here. With manifestation, you're looking at like an electrical wave. So this is a typical sine wave where most people live. You're living ups and downs, highs and lows of life, right? When you get on a project, you get excited about it, and then you get, some doubt or you run into from frustration or whatever. When you get into that magical manifestation place, this is direct current. So this is alternating current, and this is direct current. The quickest distance between two points is what?
A straight
A
line.
straight line, exactly. So this is when you're hyper-focused but passionate. This is like falling in love and nothing else in the world matters. And you're just obsessively myopic on that one thing, but you're not desperate. You're not striving. It's just everything is working beautifully together for your good. And you just know that the world's at your fingertips. And every day, every second, every breath is just bliss. And you know that it's just unfolding perfectly for you. And so there's all different realms and spectrums within, those two areas. But that's where the real magic unfolds, is when you're in that direct current manifestation. So there's lots of techniques and methods to get there, but to use your entire body as a fully integrated manifesting generator, that's where the miracles really come from.
I think it's important here because, I like to talk about somatic practices and words and things like that a lot. And I am somebody who speaks about, like, when I feel something heavy in my chest, then I know there's something not great about my idea or whatever the case may be. But I was even having this moment yesterday where I was doing something. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because of your commentary around the mind heart connection. Because there's the theory that, as you said, everything is energy. So if I'm putting out 50, 60, 70 thoughts a day, and you're doing the same thing, and so is Billy Bob and Tina, and so on and so forth, that's a lot that we can pick up. So the question that somebody might pose is, how do I know which ones are for me and what's just stuff in the air that doesn't belong to me? And I the reason why I bring up this mind heart energy is the importance of really getting in tune with your body so you can start to, at least for me, right? Whatever your practice is, but I know for me, it's like, does it feel expansive? Does it feel light? Does it feel like electric and exciting? Or does it feel like dread and heavy and like, that those kinds of things? And would you agree that because you're talking about like the electrical waves that, the energy and that sort of thing, to me, I would think that you must have to use at some point some component of your body in figuring out what's for you and what's not.
Absolutely. It's part of knowing thyself. It's part of becoming aware of who you are and why you're in this world. And so to kind of answer your question, like what's for me? We live in this, it's like a sea of energy. You go into the ocean and you're playing in the waves. Like if you're surfing or bodyboarding or body surfing, you don't hit every wave. You don't have to take every wave that comes to you. You don't have to take every thought that comes to you. You go into a restaurant, you don't have to order everything on the menu. You find the one that resonates. You find that perfect wave. You find that one that sparks joy, that just feels like you, because it is you. Because you're attracting that into your reality, because the world is reflecting your internal reality and you're coinciding. Is it coincidence? Yes, it is coincidence, because you're coinciding with that reality and you're resonating. You found your soulmate in that moment. That soulmate might be an ice cream cone. That soulmate might be that perfect wave. It might be that car. It might be that business. It might be that person. But it's that thing that resonates with your soul in that season. And that could change from week to week or from year to year or whatever. But that's the beauty of you live on this, like this stepping stone of one manifestation after a next. And the more you become intimately aware of yourself and who you are, the more you'll evolve as a person, and the more your manifestations will evolve, and they'll change, and your desires will change. But it remains just this wonderful, glorious journey of expansion and new wonders every day.
Indeed. And I'm curious, how would you suggest that somebody amplifies their electricity or their ability to like really tune into that? What would be some of your the things that worked for you?
Yeah, well said. Amplify your electricity. So it's different for everybody. You got to find what works for you. For me, music is huge. I'm a musician. I play guitar and piano and saxophone, and I sing. Singing is really powerful because it tones the vagus nerve. It activates the vagus nerve, which is connected to your like entire body. It helps relax the nervous system. So like singing and humming as well. Humming isn't as fun for some people, but it's really powerful because it releases nasal nitric oxide, which is a gaseous retrograde neurotransmitter, which is a lot of big words there. But what it does is basically supercharges your synaptic connections. So your signals amplify and connect so much easier. So that's really powerful for your brain and for focus and concentration. Holding your breath work. And holding your breath, especially when you hold your breath, everything else just calms down
Yeah.
because you kind of go into, I need breath. So you
Yeah.
can use that time of your body intentionally focusing and intentionally use your concentration as you hold your breath right there. And that will send powerful signals to your entire body because your body's shutting out everything else out. It's in like survival mode. And you want to do it within reason. Don't force it because then you can stress your nervous system and you don't want to go too much. But to hold your breath for 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds, and really concentrate and focus is a way to seed your subconscious mind and your subconscious body. Fasting is probably the most powerful thing you could do,
Really?
combined with all this other stuff. Just by fasting, when you refeed after fasting, your whole you release so many stem cells and your nervous system increases. But if you fast while doing this other stuff, like singing, chanting, humming, our body uses almost like 30%, 40% of our energy for digestion. So when we have food in our body, our bodies are spending a lot of energy doing that. When you take the food out of the situation, your organs become a lot more electrical. You have a lot more energy liberated to use for manifestation. So you sing while you fast and do all this stuff. There's a powerful synergy of this cocktail of different methodologies. And God took me through a very specific journey over this 5 years of all this different stuff, all these things I mentioned and a lot more. And I was just going by like just total inspiration, totally being led by God, having no idea what I was doing. Sometimes like on in fetal position on the ground, like praying or crying or whatever. But then I started researching all these modalities afterwards and saw the therapeutic and all these different ways of how this actually makes sense and works together. And so now I kind of brought it all together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We are about to take our second break. I actually have some questions about fasting. So when we come back, we will continue on talking about engineering miracles, how to collapse timelines and accelerate results here with Philip Hunt on Sacred Leadership with Charisse. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where I am joined by Philip Hunt, and we are talking about engineering miracles, how to collapse timelines and accelerate results. Philip and I have been having, well, for me anyways, one of them, a very engaging conversation around manifestation, which I think is grossly misunderstood. Even though there's so much talk about it. But before we pivot to that point, you had mentioned the value and the importance of, maybe not the importance, but how much, because the question I'd asked that led us to that answer was, how do we increase our electricity within our body so that we can manifest faster. And you talked about singing and humming, breath work, and then you said fasting. So can we dive into that a little bit? Well, actually, what you said was 30% of our energy goes to digesting food. But for anybody who might be interested, and we will put the disclaimer there, neither of us are doctors, so we are not telling you to go and fast, but we are talking about this within a spiritual context. How would somebody start that? Like, what does that look like?
Start small. My wife got me into fasting. I had never fasted, and she actually fasted and prayed for me for 3 days, which to me was absolutely crazy. And that helped me work through my whole rock bottom to spiritual awakening. So she started talking to me about fasting. I was like, "You can live a day without food? That's a thing?" And I was like, "What?" So I tried it. I was like, "This is great." And then I'm the type of person who like takes it far. And so I spent years and years fasting and going further and further. And I eventually did a 40-day water fast. And it just, I tell you, when you get into fasting like that, the whole world, your whole perception expands and enlightens because you're upgrading your technology, you're upgrading your operating system and your filter through which you see life. You become more electrical and the world literally be like I was looking at life like a child looking at the world for the first time
Like
because
actually wonder. Like that sounds like
such
you were looking at
wonder,
it with
such
wonder.
genuine, authentic wonder. It was amazing. But to answer your question, start small. You can start with a meal, start with, if you're into it, you can start for a day. Fasting has so many powerful benefits, and one of them being it kicks in after a certain amount of time, it kicks in autophagy, which is your body eating itself, essentially eating all the old cells and the stuff that's not serving us anymore. And so you're literally renewing your life. You're getting rid of the old. And then when you start refeeding, you're kicking in a whole bunch of new stem cells to regenerate the good that's already there. So start with a day, start with a meal. You can get into dry fasting once you get extreme. They say dry fasting is three times as like powerful as water fasting. So if you fast for 1 day dry fasting, it's the equivalent of 3 days water fasting. Yeah, but it's take
I'm
when
like you,
you
Philip. I'm like taking all the notes so I can just start my fast right after today.
it's beautiful. Do it. I totally support you. You'll be glad you did, especially at the holidays. It's a good time.
Yeah. And I guess what I'm curious about, because, and when these things like remake their way into my awareness, I always take that as a sign of like the next evolution of my personal journey. And fasting, I think, came up for the first time for me, maybe about a year ago, year and a half ago. Yeah, about that. And it was just one of those things that I never ended up doing. But I'm also one of these people who's like, well, I want more energy, more amplification, more, right? And so now you're telling me, like, hey, if you, it's not a shortcut, but this is definitely a way to become more electrifying. So with that, my question is, after you started fasting, did you find that the timeline was starting to collapse on your manifestation? Like, what was the direct result of this new viewpoint on fasting?
Yeah, 100%. There was a lot of direct results, and a lot of it was the confronting of my own soul. When you fast, your inner voice gets a lot louder, and you don't hear everything out here as much.
There's
But
no
you
food, so.
there's no food, so you basically become an echo chamber inside because you don't have the
Sounds
food,
awesome.
right? So it's awesome and it's not awesome because depending on what demons you have hiding
I was
around,
really being
I
sarcastic.
know. But no, but there's the positive and the negative side of that. That you. Once you get through the rough spaces and get through all that drudge and gunk, which is part of the process, then you're just this open, expansive, beautiful being inside, and you become much more connected with yourself. But yeah, to go back to your question, I started seeing more and more manifestations so much more easily, and I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to sit in meditation or like say affirmations over and over. It was just popping off one after another. I wanted to give one example of a fun manifestation and how the electricity works. So, like I mentioned, when we have a thought, it sends a signal to our body, and oftentimes our body, we get up and do the work, right? When you stay with that electricity, stay with that emotion, it sends out a signal that those who are in resonance with that signal will pick up on it. And they'll do the work, they'll do the action. And I have many stories of this, but one of the really fun ones is my wife and I were driving, and we thought we'd like to go on a road trip, and it'd be fun to do it with an RV. And this was before I had started my business, which was a couple of years ago. We didn't have the money, we didn't have an RV. We just said that, and we put it out there. A couple of weeks later, she gets a text from our sister-in-law and said, "Hey, we're buying an RV. We want to go on a 30-day road trip, and we want to take you with us." They went in out and bought an over $100,000 RV. They took us and our whole family on the road trip, and they paid our way.
Wow.
And so they picked up on that signal. And I mean, we have a good relationship with them, but they were the ones who were resonant with that signal.
Yeah.
And not only that, the kicker is after that road trip, they sold the RV. They
Wow.
went on 1 3-day test and then the 30-day road trip, and then they sold it. And we're 100% convinced that they did that because we put that signal out. And I have other stories that could verify like how this process works, but it becomes so much fun.
You literally got me electrified to A, start fasting, and B, start manifesting for all of 20. Not that I
Do it.
want, but I think the visual that I love about everything you just said is like the way I like to look at the energetic world is, I think the way that you put it, the ocean. There's so much stuff in the ocean that we don't know about, that we can't always see. It's kind of dark. Okay, I don't want to make it dark, but my point is there's a lot of stuff. And so, how do you get through that in the fastest way possible? And I think that when we talk about the energetic realm or the spiritual realm, it's like you think something and it happens. Matter slows everything right down. So, this when you talk about fasting, like the visual that I got from that was like literally scraping away all the stuff that weighs us down physically, emotionally, energetically. Hence, you got to do the whole dark night of the soul thing, which I don't think that most people understand. So let's pivot a little bit because one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was the misconceptions about what manifesting actually means. Because I think people just think maybe it's evolved a little bit because, it's talked about so much more. But do you think that there's still the idea of like, I should just think it and want it bad enough and it will eventually make its way to me?
Yes and no. So I tell people it starts with wishful thinking, and that's an important necessary part. And our imagination is so powerful. If you want, I know this is kind of just semantics, but you said if I want it bad enough, but bad enough is not going to get it to you. You want to get it to where it is already a reality within you, where you embody it so much that you're already content because you already have it inside. The reality is just it just is. So then you just let it unfold. But going back to that continuum I mentioned, it's going to be different for every single person. So the more going back to this, so V equals IR, voltage equals current times resistance. The more resistance we have, the less voltage we're going to have. So the more mechanical work we're going to have to do, we're going to have to kind of strive it out more. The less resistance we have, and the more current, the more voltage we have, the less work we're going to have to do physically, and the more magical the manifestation. So it depends on where you are, where your faith level is, how like the health of your body, how conductive and electrical you are. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And it's different for everybody, but that's part of the process is learning who you are and how you operate. You might, I play saxophone, right? You can blow air, the same air through the saxophone as you can through a flute and get completely different sounds. So the energy moving through your vessel is gonna have different characteristics and different manifestations through you than it would through me. And it's part of learning the process and the journey, and that's part of the fun of it.
I want to pause here. We're about to go to break, but what I wanted to say to you, Philip, is thank you for making this so accessible and digestible for the audience and the analogies that you use, because the reality is one of the things that I'm really loving about this conversation is how you are weaving faith and spirituality and with concepts that are really easy for everybody to understand, even the scientific piece of it, right? Where you're talking about the one that you just used about the saxophone and the flute, same amount of air, different sounds, right? Different resistance, and how important all these other pieces are, right? I'm always focusing on, talking about how we get through the sludge from an emotional standpoint, from a mental standpoint. But you're bringing the other elements in here, which are really important as well, which is your temple, hydration, sleep, food, all of these other things, which really all have, like, it's one whole thing, right? And I think that sometimes we get really focused on one part of this. But really, the purpose of this particular podcast is how do we integrate all the pieces? Because it's not just one, it's how do we integrate all?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's exactly it. It's that holistic approach to the integrated lifestyle, 'cause it's not just one part. You don't just have an arm. You have a nose and a face and a body and a mouth and everything. So learning how all those components work together and how to effectively work them together. You have elite athletes going into that flow state where they seem like superheroes, and that's the efficiency of their nervous system and their muscles and all that signals happening. You can do that in your business. You can do that in your family. You can do that with manifestation. The more in tune and integrated you are, the more wonderful life's going to be.
I love that. We're going to take our last break, I believe. But when we come back, I want to talk about how you can manifest miracles in business because you are the founder of a business. And I want to know how you used these principles and, once you created your business and getting out there and getting your message out there. But we will be right back after this break.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where I am joined by Philip Hunt, and we have been talking about engineering miracles, how to accelerate, collapse timelines, and accelerate results. Such a long title. I
You
got to
got
shorten these things.
it.
But right before the break, what I was about to ask you, or maybe I did kind of segue into it, is, we've talked a lot about the different facets and different pieces that really go into manifestation. And really, the point of this particular platform is to be able to show people that what we talk about is not just in your personal life, it's not just in your spiritual life. It's really meant to take these different principles and modalities and apply it in all areas of your life, including business. So you are the founder of Catalyst Coaching and Consulting. I'm assuming that you use these principles in your business.
Absolutely. And before I did that, I started an asset recovery firm that I still run. Actually, I have my training up my children to run it. But it's fun, and it's cool because once you get to a certain level of manifestation, you don't have to like do the work so much anymore. Like once you're at a level of fitness, you want to maintain your fitness or you can lose it, but you don't have to work so hard to be fit, right? And so it's similar with once you get to a level of manifestation, things just move easier because you have less resistance within your whole body. So I started the asset recovery business, and I knew nothing basically about it. But I found a coach online, and I started it. And I put out some flyers and stuff, and some mailers with I put the contract in it, so I had transparency. My first client sends me back a signed contract. I expected them to email or call or ask questions. Sends me a signed contract. It was a $30,000 contract. I made 5 grand off of that. I actually had to send it back to him because I had to get it notarized. We're dealing with courts and attorneys and everything. But it just showed me that's the catalyst energy I talk about.
Wow.
So catalyst is lowering the activation energy that's required for a reaction. So it just makes it easier. It shortcuts it. You don't have to put in as much work. Not long after that, I signed another client who we audit county records, right, to find people who are owed money from having their property foreclosed. And I recognized a name in the county record, and I called up my brother-in-law. I said, "Do you know this guy?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I grew up with him." And so I reached out to him, had instant rapport because he knew my brother-in-law. I actually knew this guy's brother, so I kind of knew him one degree of separation. So I had instant rapport. He signed up two properties, $380,000 contract. I made 63 grand off of that for like
Wow.
15 hours of work or something. And so again, like it just showed me that this really is working in business, and you don't have to try. And once you get to a certain level, it's just things run smoother, and it's so much fun. I couldn't it's things you can't like you couldn't make happen. You can try to position yourself or try to schmooze or try to manipulate or be salesy or whatever, but these things are they're coincidences or they're divine synchronicities that you just it just happens, and it's so much fun. So one time a gentleman came to me, he owned real estate, and now some of these things are like that, just this kind of luck or favor, happenstance, whatever you want to call it. Other things are because you've done the work, you see life through a different lens and you have a different perception, so you can see things that others may not see, right? And so a gentleman came to me with he owned real estate. One of his multi-unit properties, he ran into an issue, and he got a bid for it. It was going to cost him like 80 grand, and he was stressing about it for weeks. And his wife was a realtor. I didn't have a real estate background at the time, so I didn't understand the whole process. But he came to me. I sat him down. We spent a couple of minutes just kind of quieting, tuning into divine wisdom. I asked him a couple of questions, and we came up with a solution that for about $1,500 and 2 days worth of work solved his problem. And that was 6 years ago or something. He texted me like 6 months ago and said pictures of the solution, and it was beautiful. So it's finding I always say in our family, there's always a simple solution. There's always a simple solution. And when you believe that, you tune into it and it'll come. If you think it's going to be difficult, then you're going to be tuning in to that difficult solution. So there's a lot of paths. All roads lead to Rome. There's a lot of ways to get something done. But the more you tune in to the simpler way, the simpler it is, the easier it is. And a lot of people who are pride themselves in the grind and the tough work, they don't like that. They literally are repelling simplicity in their life, but there's this place of just all things working together for your good that unfolds, and it's a beautiful place.
Oh my gosh, I hope you can answer this question that I have because it's a burning question.
Yes, ask.
In our environment, so I work for a sustainable development company, and my significant other is always like, oh, this is hard work. This is hard work. And it's like nails on a chalkboard to me because I'm like, oh, you're making it harder. I know you are. You're putting that out there and bringing in all of the challenges. If you're someone who strongly believes in exactly what you're talking about, Well, I guess you've already answered the question here today. I just need to put it out there and it will begin to unfold in a way that it's not so challenging and difficult. So that was really the question. Do you need everybody around you to believe it as well?
You do not, but then that takes a degree of resilience you have to build within yourself. So your signal has to be strong enough to where their signal is not going to create interference or resistance with you. If it brings your emotions down, if you get frustrated, and trust me, I understand where you're coming from, because that, but it also it grows your strength, your faith muscle tremendously. So you do the inner work to practice not getting moved by their negativity.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it and I'm gonna let you know how that goes because I have I guess we're out of time here today.
All
Well,
right.
thank you so much for joining me here today on Sacred Leadership with Charisse. I'm going to have you
Thank you for
back
listening
again.
to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.